أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يريد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، ومن يريد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء، كذلك يجعل الله الرجس على الذين لا يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 126 of Surah Al-An'am. In the last ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the arrogance, the misperception of some of the Quraysh of Makkah with regards to the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat and Nubuwat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala identified and Allah Ta'ala will send down Nubuwat and Wahi to whomsoever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sees fit as a Nabi of Allah. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah's irada, Allah's intention. فَمَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهِ, whoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala intends, أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ, that Allah Ta'ala guides him, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands his bosom for him, لِلْإِسْلَامِ, for the deen of Islam. When this ayah was revealed, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of this شَرْحُ sadr, the expansion of the bosom? How does it happen? What does it entail? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that it is a nur, it is a light. That is that light of guidance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts in the heart of a person. And then because of that, and this is a phenomena that we will never understand. There's darkness, you put the light gets on, there's nothing that expands. Light doesn't take space. But here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about this Noor-e-Hidayat that Allah Ta'ala places in the heart of a person, and because of that there is this expansion of the bosom that takes place. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the sign of this Sharhu Sadr, the expansion of the chest that takes place? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given three signs. One is this, that a person has inabat, a person is inclined towards the darul khulud, that is the everlasting akhirat. We will live in this world, everything will happen in this world, a man needs to earn, a man needs to work, but then the heart, it traverses, it travels, and it links itself to the darul akhirah, to the everlasting hereafter. Number two, the heart disinclines from this material world. Although there is an existence in this world, and again there will be an earning in this world, a person will work in this world, but the heart is not inclined towards this material world, because there is this perception, this is the understanding now, that this is a journey, it is not the everlasting world. And then the third sign that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about was that a person will prepare for maut before the signs of maut become apparent upon a person. In other words, from very early, a person prepares to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person prepares for this maut. One preparation is how we are going to present ourselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One preparation is what we leave behind, how we have designated it, how we have demarcated it, and all those issues with regards to our inheritance. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when Allah makes this irada, Allah has the intention for any person that Allah wants to guide, then that guidance comes into the heart of that person, and then that heart is expanded. On the contrary, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّكًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And for whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, Allah ta'ala made irada, that Allah ta'ala sways him away, misguides him, yaj'al sadrahu dayyikan haraja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his sadr, his chest, dayyik. Dayyik means to narrow. Haraj means difficult. It will narrow to the extent that the heart becomes difficult. This is something that we cannot understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example. كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. It is as though he is attempting to climb towards the sky. A man wants to reach the sky. There is no vehicle, there is no way that a person can reach the sky. So what is he going to do? He is going to try and try, and it's going to lead to frustration. It's going to build up into that person, and eventually that person will have to relent. That person will have to give up. And in other words, that heart that will be so disappointed that it cannot fulfill an ambition that it has, that is what would happen to a person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala misguides, a person that has kufr in his heart. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about this part of the ayat, that how is this daik, how is this narrowness, constraint, restraint of the heart, how does it take place? So he replied that when the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, when Allah ta'ala is remembered, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts become constricted. They cannot tolerate it. They cannot take it. They become frustrated with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, when the name and the words of the idols are taken, then they become joyous and they begin to celebrate. Such is this constraint, such is this constriction. For you and I also, this is a test. We listen to Quran Sharif. Does our heart take joy from it? Do we get relief from it? Do we feel good about the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala? We stand in our namaz. Do we feel that we are now linking with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Or there is this kind of frustration, this kind of constriction? That is for us to decide our own fate and our own condition. كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a rijz. Rijz in his original meanings means filth and dirt. Upon who? عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Upon those who have not brought iman. Some ulama, some commentators have stated, what is this rijz that Allah ta'ala places upon those who do not believe? Allah ta'ala withdraws Allah's i'anat. Allah ta'ala withdraws Allah's help from them. And when Allah ta'ala withdraws Allah's help, then obviously they cannot carry on in this life with ease. Some have stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah upon those individuals, and the result is that they are unable to then experience what they had supposed to have experienced in this life by way of journeying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed the joy of iman in the heart of an individual, and that is why some of the ulama have stated that that is that tu'mal iman, that is the taste and the halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman that a person enjoys. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.